USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Joe Biden is continuing to hammer President Trump over the federal response to the coronavirus pandemic. Speaking in Minnesota, the Democratic nominee accused President Trump of waving the white flag and surrendering to the virus. The vice president also reminding us,
Dr. Fauci called last week for a mask mandate. This isn't a political statement. It's patriotic duty, for God's sake. But still, Donald Trump refuses to listen to science.
The former vice president also calling out some hecklers at that event in Minnesota.
This isn't a political statement like those ugly folks over there beeping the horns.
Some Trump supporters giving Biden a little bit of grief. And a rough day on Wall Street to close out the week. The Dow losing 157 points to close at 26,501. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
President Trump is again pointing out the economy ahead of Tuesday's election.
The economy is going to be very shortly at a level which I don't think it ever was. Last year was the best year we've ever had, and I really believe that next year will be the best year economically we've ever had.
The president talking to reporters outside the White House and citing this week's GDP report, which the recovery grew at a 33.1% annualized rate last quarter. Agents from Immigration and Customs Enforcement and Customs and Border Protection have been told to be ready for possible unrest in Washington, D.C. on Election Day. An anonymous ICE official telling NBC News that agents are ready to secure federal buildings and work with local police. The move comes as a YouGov poll released earlier this month found that a majority of voters, nearly 56%, expect to see an increase in violence following the election. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Democrats have their sights set on winning the Senate, which could possibly give them control of the House, Senate, and White House. As far as the Senate goes, Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says,
it's a 50-50 proposition. We have a lot of exposure. This is a huge Republican class because it's the class that took the majority in 2014, and now I've got a lot of people up. 23 Republicans, only 12 Democrats. There are dogfights all over the country.
And as far as some advice for those 23 senators running, Senate GOP Conference Chairman John Barrasso telling Fox News,
well, I would talk about the contrast rather than the contest. Look, these are all close races. These are like, this is hand-to-hand combat, like a knife fight in a phone booth, because there is so much at stake. So much at stake here. The Republicans are fighting to grow the economy. The Democrats want to fight to grow the government. That's the fundamental difference. But we have enthusiasm on our side, Harris. I see it all around the country. Look, the Senate is the firewall. The Democrats want the White House, the Senate, and the House. And we know what will happen if that occurs. Taxes will go up on just about every American. Our candidates need to talk about that.
Make sure you keep it tuned here to USA Radio News on Tuesday for special election coverage that will begin at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.